presence of God. Wow. What can you say? Sometimes there are no words to say, right? No words to say. Thank you, Father, for your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Amen. Amen. Help us to receive that word. Hallelujah. As I spoke last week at the beginning of the message, I have a stirring in my spirit that there is something on the horizon. Amen. There is just something there. And in the midst of all the chaos and the, there is an ember of hope rising up in the midst of darkness. Church, I believe that with all my heart. There is a stirring taking place within God's people, a desperation, a good desperation, that's grabbing a hold of God. Say, God, we need you now more than ever. Amen. And our hope, church, is based on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. And as the old church hymn sings, all other ground is sinking sand. Romans 15:13 tells us, Paul says, so I pray that the God who gives you hope will keep you happy, will keep you blessed, full of peace as you believe in him. May you overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. To have hope is to have expectation, because the hope that God offers is not as the world offers. It's a maybe if God will kind of hope. But the hope that we have is great expectation in the truth of God's word, that he will do what he has said he would do. Amen. Expectation is to have a strong desire to be filled with anticipation and confidence in obtaining what is hoped for and expected. And that's what I see on the horizon, that expectation that there is a stirring in the spirit and the atmosphere is being created. Wow. For God's supernatural visitation in this season. The Holy Spirit, as I said at the beginning of the service, gave us a word last Sunday. He said, I'm doing things at warp speed. Sounds like suddenly that we talked about a few Sundays ago. Warp speed is the supernatural hand of God moving the lives of people at a great speed. Supernatural, super above, over beyond, higher, surpassing outside the natural realm. Amen. Supernatural, something that takes place outside the natural world, above, over, higher, beyond the ordinary course of nature. And that's why we as the church must get our focus off of the natural. It's there. We live in it. But we've got to believe that we serve a God that is super and that can put his super on the natural and cause it to be a manifestation of the supernatural. You know, natural history has told us how man has strived to enhance speed. It seems like there needs to be a need for speed, so to speak, you know. It has led to the evolution of much technology. Speed in the natural seems to excite people. It stirs something in us. There's a wow factor when we see the speed of super jets and super race cars. But in like manner also, wow, in the things of God, there is speed also. And I feel like things are ramping up for a great harvest of souls for the kingdom of God in this time. You know, when one enters a horse race or decides to enter, say, like the Kentucky Derby or something, they don't go out and pick a donkey. You know why? Because there's no speed in a donkey. But you know what they search for? They search and go out and find the best raced horse, the one that has been well raised, well fed, the one that has been trained, one that has a history coming from a line of well-bred horses. So when I need a move of God in my life, when we as a church need a move of God in our life, and we need the super to be put on the natural, we don't go to the fortune tellers and the soothsayers. And sometimes it's not even good to go to psychiatrists if they're not Christians. So I may have to go beyond what the doctor's report says. I may have to go beyond the no at the bank. I may have to not listen to those well-saying friends, because we all have those people in our lives. Amen? I may have to look somebody in the eye and tell them that is not what God says about the situation. You may look at it in the natural, but I'm seeing something beyond, and it's called the super. So I go to the proven source, like the person that is searching out the horse to run the race. So I go to the proven source, the one that has been proven faithful time after time. Has he not proven himself faithful to you time after time? After time after time. The Lord will supernaturally provide in ways that we may not have ever considered before. But he's still faithful. Because the word tells us, now to him who by inconsequence of the action of his power, that is what? That is at work in us. The power of God is at work in us. To see these things possible, to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far above and all that we dare ask or think, beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To him be the glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. The superabundant power of God is at work in you at this very moment. And the more we begin to recognize it and call upon it, we're going to see awesome things happen in our lives for the glory of God. So this is our season of supernatural speed. God has spoken us to that word, given us that word, warp speed, divine acceleration, as the speed of God is taking over. Don't listen to the ones that are out there crying the loudest. And as I said before, they're trying to drown out their own voice. Divine acceleration as the speed of God is taking over. Warp speed, supernatural intervention, acceleration. However, whatever you want to call it at that point. Do you believe in the speed of God in this season to overtake you, running to overtake you? Warp speed is a supernatural intervention in the lives of the people of God to show forth his glory in the earth. Because our God is a God of intention. And he never does anything haphazardly. He always has an intention and a motive and a purpose for what he does. And I'm bringing supernatural intervention to you to accomplish my kingdom in the earth for such a time as this. Because he is an all-purpose God. Amen, and an intentional God. This is the time God is saying, stretch forth your faith, press into the supernatural realm of living, of expectation. What if we got up every day and began to say, day could be the day that I see the super put on that natural thing to accomplish God's work in the earth for such a time as this. Our word, as I said earlier, is faith with the supernatural. Faith gives access to the supernatural. You have faith to access the supernatural things of God. And we're reaching at this point with a mindset of faith, declaring faith and believing something supernatural. Get up every morning believing something is supernatural is about to break out upon me today. My life, my world, and everyone around me is going to be affected by that. Because, see, God doesn't do things just for our own benefit. There's a whole lot of other people that are looking to see Jesus in you. Amen? A supernatural perspective. We have to get a heaven's point of view of things. A way of thinking, reasoning, and declaring. And that's what based on the Word of God. And that comes what? By having a renewed mind over and over and over. Not just at one time, but over and over renewed mind by the Word. So that we begin to view things according to this Word and what is the truth of this Word. Seeing and believing in Him and what it says. And so then as we begin to do this, remember we're laying that foundation to see the supernatural. So as we begin to do this, we're building a strong foundation to believe in and to live in and to walk in and to expect daily in the realm of the supernatural. There's a realm where all things are possible, the God realm, the miracle realm. The supernatural realm allows us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we actually begin to think God thoughts that lift us out of this natural realm into that realm of the supernatural. After all, as I said, nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is too hard for God. So as we look into the Word, we see the warp speed of God upon people's lives and situations. As we look through the Scriptures and begin to study the characters of God, we begin to see supernatural interventions in their life, even before the baptism of the Holy Spirit came on the scene. God always, as I said at the beginning, cares about people and loves people, and He wants to show forth His glory in their lives. The supernatural intervention of God in people's lives. The God of acceleration, move the impossible to the possible. And let's start out with the first miracle. Jesus started by revealing ways of doing supernatural things. In John chapter 2, we read the story. Jesus and His disciples had been invited to a wedding. Jesus' mother was also there. And Mary begins to notice there was a shortage of wine. Well, she reports to Jesus, they have no wine. And so in effect, Mary is suggesting that Jesus do something about it. Jesus replies, woman, why is it of concern to me and you? So Mary walks away and she says, tells the people and puts the matter in her son's hands. She simply says, do whatever he tells you to do. Fill the jars, Jesus said. Fill the jars with water. Not grapes. Fill the jar with water. Then Jesus says, now draw some out and take it to the director of the feast. As the servants were going, all of this is an act of obedience. And sometimes that's all God's waiting for us, is our one step of obedience into that supernatural place. As the servants were going to the director with those jugs of water, super manifestation began to take place from that point. Woo! Who knows your obedience in walking from that place to that their place? What's going to happen? Amen. So from that point to the director of the wedding or the MC or whatever you want to call it, wow, the supernatural took place. A supernatural miracle took place. The water was turned into wine. So, you know, you may be walking. You're thinking, why am I walking in this direction, God? Why are you telling me to do it this way? And God says, because your miracle's there and you're just called to walk in obedience. So that was the first incident that we have in the New Testament where Jesus done the first miracle. And we saw that supernatural take place in that moment. And the director of the wedding was thinking the best was safe for the last. I got to tell you right now, some of you think you've been forgotten and you've been displaced. But God said you're just in transition what you're called to do. You're just in transition. You just keep walking. You just keep walking and you just keep doing. And your little acts of obedience and submission, there is that place called there. Wow. There is something happening. There is something happening in the spirit right now, church. Right now. Hallelujah. I sense barriers are being broken down. Things that have been held up are suddenly, it's being released. I hear chains falling. Wow. God wants you to know that you've not been displaced, that you have not been forgotten, because He's saving the best for last. And when you burst up on the scene with the anointing that's given to you, people are going to see the hand of God on your life. And they're going to know that it cannot be nothing but God. That is what this season of acceleration and this season of warp speed is for. It's for you to show forth the kingdom of God in the earth for such a time as this. That they may see there's something beyond where they're at the moment. Wow. Yes, Jesus. So our supernatural speed of God is just waiting on our get up and go sometimes. From here to there, because there is a place there. Many places in our lives, there are their places. From here to there, God puts his super on and it becomes supernatural. And your miracle is manifesting on the way to that place called there, just as that water was turned into wine when it was filled. And on the way, I believed, the supernatural manifestation of God began to happen. John 6:19-21 tells us another situation. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." And they were willing to take him into the boat. And the word says, immediately, they were out there in the middle of the lake. And when Jesus got on the boat with them, when they invited him onto the boat, guess what happened? Immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading.
Amen.
Wow. Immediately they went to the place, back to shore. The disciples in the middle of the sea, immediately at once, warp speed, supernatural speed. Saw themselves at the seashore the moment Jesus entered the boat. All natural laws were suspended and the boat came to the seashore. See, when God begins to put his super on whatever in your life that's natural that you need a move of God in, he will suspend all laws of nature to make it happen for you. He's El Shaddai. If it's not there, he'll make it for you. Amen. All we need for the supernatural intervention in our life, for that warp speed to take place, is to invite God in our boat.
Amen. Amen.
Invite God into your boat, into your situation, and immediately it can happen. Wow. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say that which you have struggled with for years, supernatural speed is happening and things will be surpassed by what has been years in the making. Because it's now season. It's now time. And anytime the enemy ramps up the works of darkness, the Holy Ghost goes into action in people. And people begin to pray and intercede and grab a hold of God. And God begins to move at warp speed on the behalf of his people. You can't tell me revival's not happening. Why? Because the devil is bringing every target he can out to turn people against each other. He will use whatever means necessary to his advantage. So you can't tell me there's a revival taking place. Hallelujah. Because light will always outshine the darkness. A great light was seen. Wow. Now supernatural speed is happening and things will be surpassed by what has been years in the making. Joseph was wrongly put into Egypt. But look how long it took him. And overnight he was transitioned to the position of king. Immediately. So don't become bitter at where you're at the moment. You're getting ready to be transitioned. Don't be distracted by the small foxes. You're getting ready to be transitioned. So I decree that delay is terminated now by the fire of God. No more aborted dreams in the name of Jesus. If you need healing, there's warp speed coming to you now. Isaiah 58:8 tells us, Then shall your light break forth like the morning, and your healing, your restoration, and the power of new life shall come forth speedily. Your righteousness is Bob. This word is through you. Then shall your light break forth like the morning, your healing, your restoration, the power of new life shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness, your rightness, your justice, your right relationship with God shall go before you, conducting to you peace, nothing missing and nothing broken, and prosperity, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Amen. Woo! People live in the natural. Go on in the natural. Live lives in the supernatural. But as we said, when super is added, it all becomes a different story. We are the glorious church, and we are different. And we should be different. We're called to be different. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2:9, but you are God's chosen priest, king, spiritual nation, set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light. And now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. So I pray that we all have an extra dose of supernatural expectation. What it would be that you, God, are trying to accomplish in this season, in this time of warp speed. What are you trying to accomplish? What are you saying to us? This time of acceleration and supernatural happenings. And I begin to think how this year has been, even started out at with the virus, and how the God spoke to me, it's victory and redemption under siege. And it still is. Our redemption is under siege. It cannot be taken away from us, no. But it can cause you to doubt and say, why is all this happening? So I begin to think how it's been this year with the enemy and wanting to grip this nation with fear, with chaos and darkness. Then I begin to realize, and I begin to get happy when I realize that God specializes in chaos and darkness. Because that's how everything started out anyway. Amen. He has the antidote for everything that's going on. He knows what to do about it. Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. The earth was formless, empty. Darkness, it says, was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God is hovering over the waters. And I believe again, I say, church, revival is happening. And the Spirit of the Lord is hovering over this darkness. And it's penetrating the hatred of people in their hearts. And he's going to bring them home. The place where they need to be. And he said, and what did God say? He said, let there be light. And that's what we need to be speaking in the midst of this chaos. Let there be light. Let there be light. And there was light. And we'll begin to speak it. We don't need to think next week, next year. Now, immediately, let there be light. God saw it was good. This is how God works. He works. He speaks into a world that was formless, empty, and dark. And that word began to shape it. And that's why our words are so important. If we're going to see the supernatural power of God in the earth now through us as his church, we've got to learn how to talk. Yes. And we've got to learn how to speak. Yes. God started it all out by speaking. And he made us a speaking people. Yes. With the power of God in us. To speak forth, to change nations. Speak the word to change people's hearts. And God, this is how he works. He does not change. His word is eternal. God doesn't change. This power of speed and the presence of a Holy Spirit for God is for believers today. Just a few Sunday mornings ago, we celebrated what? We celebrated Pentecost. Wow. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with what? One accord in one place. Unity. Unity is how we're going to see the move of God in our land through God's people, is unity and one accord. All of us being like-minded. And suddenly, there's that supernatural. There's that warp speed. There's that acceleration. And suddenly, There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, appearing to them cloven tongue as a hot fire set up on them. And they were all filled with what? The Holy Ghost. Speed came into the people that day to do what they were called to do, to take the gospel, the good news, to all that would have an ear to hear. Holy Spirit not just entered the upper room, but the whole house like a rushing mighty wind. Holy Spirit entered the house like a rushing mighty wind. And suddenly they were all filled. The disciples heard it, gave them an idea of the kind of power they were about to possess. The kind of power that was available to them at that moment to use for what God was going to use them for. And we have that same power available to us today as a church. We have that same power available to us today as a church. The speed that they will possess to go from one place to the other to deal with life situations, to deal with people, to spread the good news. And we as believers have that same power in us today. Amen. We are world conquerors, transformers, world transformers for the glory of God. That is why we're in this season that we are in. Why? To show forth the glory of God. That's what warp speed's about, taking us from here to there. And on the way, we are going to experience the glory of God in our land. So begin to speak light to the chaos. When you turn the news on and they're talking about all that's happening, you said that light has shone and it's coming to rescue you. These are people that God loves. And the enemy has them under their spell. Because there's no one too far. I think as Pastor says, there's no man that man can reach. Change. And there's no man or person that God cannot change. Amen. No one is too far from the hand of God. Let's stand to our feet. Do you have something to share?
Wow, Sister Shirley, that was good. And she got into Isaiah 58. And that was a passage of scripture that the Lord gave us over 40 years ago when this church started. But I read something while she was talking, and I've got to share it with you because it won't take but a minute. When she read the verse that says, if you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness. Now let me read you my footnotes. The yoke that says take away from your midst refers to all forms of political, economic, and social injustice. The pointing of the finger refers to falsely accusing people with fear tactics. And speaking wickedness refers to stirring up trouble. Folks, we are standing waist deep in that passage. Because what we're dealing with in our nation, in the world, is political, social, and economic injustice. There's so much complaint that I didn't get a fair shake. That it's not, everything's not even, it's not equal, and it's not. Falsely accusing people with fear tactics. You know, That's a lot of that going on. And then all of this protesting and rioting and all of this is stirring up trouble. And until we as a church and a society begin to put away those things that cause those things, we're going to have to live with those things. And you know, I see many Christians, and I look at them and I see their attitudes about some things. I hear things that come out of their mouth. And I'm thinking, by what I hear and see, that you're not reflecting your relationship with Jesus very effectively. How can you love God whom you have not seen if you don't love your brother and you have seen him? How can you love God and hate someone of a different color? How can you love God and hate someone of a different economic status? Of a different ethnic background? All of us came from somewhere. And all of us are going somewhere. And we've got to let God sit in a seat and take the wheel, just like Laverne put in the back of the bullet this morning. Or are we going to end up in the wrong place? Amen. You want me to close in prayer? So take that with you. Work on it this week. The Bible says, examine yourself to see if there's any lack of faith. Examine your own faith. Don't be judging others, judge yourselves. And make sure we're standing in the right place. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessing, your hand upon each one that's here today, each one that listens to this. I thank you, Lord God, that your grace is sufficient and we're trusting you. We're in this world, and like the scripture says, we are not people who have no hope. Not as those who have no hope, but looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that will bring us through and give us victory, and bring his kingdom to come, and his will to be done in this nation and upon this earth. Blessings be upon each and every one from the Father of God above. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to say, we want to thank Tony and Delita for shampooing our carpets. But we need help, and with a lot of help here today, we can get things moved back in quickly instead of one or two people trying to do it all. So I'll get Miss Phyllis to supervise. You know where things go. Shirley knows where things go. But if you can stay just a little bit, and we need to carry some chairs in, set the hallway back up, and it's not bad if everybody grab a chair, right? Thank you.